In a small worship space at the end of a tiny road lies a family of Muslims that welcomes other faiths. But after the September 11th attacks, Muslims were not as welcomed by some Americans. Hassan Shibli, the executive director of the Temple Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, said it was wrong for Muslims to be so quickly equated to being terrorists after September 11th.
You know, and unfortunately, the fact remains that when a person of the Muslim faith or claiming the Muslim faith commits a terrible act in the name of his religion, many people like to blame the entire faith. And we don't do that for other faiths, like in Norway, when the Christian terrorist, killed people in the name of Christianity. Nobody blamed the Christian faith for it. So unfortunately, there's a double standard.
Many Muslims came to America in order to enjoy rights they weren't afforded in their own countries. Shibli said 9/11 has changed his life immensely.
And during 9/11, Muslims were double victims. I mean, we were victims as Americans when our own countrymen were killed, and then we were victims when we faced the backlash of being blamed for that event. You know, so it'd be interesting to think of what it would be like to grow up as an American Muslim without the events of 9/11. But that definitely shaped the life for the for most of the Muslim youth in this country.
After 9/11, some people used racial slurs maligning Muslims. Shibli said it happened to him in school,
and the teacher had written jihad on the wall. And right away I said to him, I said, listen, this isn't what jihad is about. These actions do not represent my faith. And we are against them just as anybody else would be. And of course, we'll never forget that day.
President George W. Bush addressed the nation on September 20th, 2001, in reference to Muslim terrorists, saying, they hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech. Shibli said the soon-to-be-initiated wars created more cultural friction than unity.
I mean, you see the plans for invading Iraq, the plans for invading Afghanistan were really strategically thought out long before the events of 9/11, and it's really disheartening to see that our leaders took advantage of the 3,000 Americans that died on that day to use that to justify their own wars for their own political interests.
Awadzef Ahmed, who teaches at the American Youth Academy, said she suffered once the so-called War on Terror started, but after attending a group called Women of Faith Building Communities, she felt strong again.
I was afraid to go out because I wear my scarf. And I've heard many stories from women who got, attacked or offended by their scarf because being a Muslim and going out, it was hard for me.
Pamela Brown says she started Women of Faith Building Communities because of the wars that sprung from 9/11 and as a way to work toward effective counterterrorism. The group includes women from at least 5 different religions.
The group might not have happened. It happened. It came out of what happened with 9/11, so it's something good that happened out of something bad. I got to know people that I might not have gotten to know in other circumstances, and I got to love these people.
This 9/11 remembrance ceremony was the first in a pair of weekend events organized by Voices for Peace in commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Reporting from Temple Terrace, for WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson.